Bad and the Guilty is recorded live with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Now, here's your host, Iredell County Sheriff Darren Campbell.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
He's always got good music.
I just wish people could see him dancing back there.
Joe, do you have a camera on you back there?
I do.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. You guys can see me.
That's probably what's
Yeah, but can everybody else see you dancing?
Well, when I put myself on camera, then they can.
That would run our ratings up a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Well, listen, everybody, we're glad to have you here on this Wednesday on WSIC, the good, the bad, and the guilty. As always, I have Bill Hamby here.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Glad
to have you. And today we've got one of our newer sergeants, Jared Church, which, Jared, you do a little bit of everything, but right now you're currently overseeing all of our lake patrol unit. And not that this is not the time to talk about our lake, but 'tis the pollen season and the lake season.
Yeah, when you start hitting those 80-degree days, people are itching to get outside as much as they can stand it.
Well, so is Bill and
my eyes are itching after I get in from outside.
And you're talking about canola. I've seen some of the canola finally.
Oh, yes.
So, but listen, if you listen to us on air, you can call in 844-STUDIO, number 4, which translates into 844-788-3464. Also, you can watch us on Facebook with any questions. We'll try to watch it. I think Bill's watching the comments.
Got them right here.
YouTube, X, LinkedIn, and obviously WSICnews.com as always. And you can replay us on many of those social links. And today, we're just glad to be here. I think I was gone last Wednesday.
You were. Both of us were.
So. Mm-hmm. But Jared, we're glad to have you here. And I think today we'll hit it off. We was hoping to have Senator Sawyer, but she's had a family issue. Everybody's okay, but she couldn't be here with us today, you know, because they've been, her and our, one of the subjects you're going to get into has been instrumental in helping us with equipment and Absolutely. Making our Lake Norman a lot, and Lake Lookout and Catawba River a lot safer. So, Jared, I'll let you have it. Tell a little bit about what you're doing.
Sheriff, if I can, before Jared starts, he already has a comment.
Uh-oh.
It says that he is Sergeant of the Brownwater Navy.
That's right.
So says Adam Blackburn.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, Sheriff, before you come in, as you know, Joe always wants to make sure that he has our names and video up, our graphics up, and he asked Mr. Church, what is your rank? And he proudly said, Commodore.
On the new vessel.
I refute that, but I'm anything Commodore. You need me to be. No. In the words of Zalepka, I'm the Rear Admiral Lower Half. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's big shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Commodore.
Well, you know, you're talking about the lake patrol, and I know we hear a lot about it. And, you know, some of our northern listeners, everybody, first of all, has been on the lake. They understand. They know where Lake Norman is. But the amount of people that's on the lake and the amount of safety and the training that y'all have to go through, I think it's a good idea just to talk about that today, to let the people know what we do. You wouldn't think of a sheriff's office. I mean, we talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't think of us having the largest man-made lake in the state. And you wouldn't think of Iredell having over half of it as far as enforcement responsibilities. We have over more shoreline miles than what somebody had said, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if you add up about 278 miles of shoreline, which is almost longer than the Outer Banks.
Ooh, I don't know about the Outer Banks.
If you look at it, well, just one side. We ain't adding it all. It just makes it sound better.
Yeah, it does.
Somebody put that in an annual report. It may have been Bill. I can't remember who did it.
Having family members that live down there and occasionally going out with them, it really, and I'm aware of it. I mean, I know it. I've worked here for many years. But until you get out there and you go from the lower end of the lake and you just, you know, having a great time watching everything, watching everybody and just cruising, it's a long way to Lookout Dam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a long way.
With a lot of stumps and rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know where you're going, which, I mean, we were in Davidson Creek the other day when they had that vehicle accident right there at the Buffalo Shoals Bridge. Mm-hmm. And you know, thankfully, we have the equipment we have now between, you know, the asset forfeiture money that we used a couple of years ago with the walk-around cabin, but now with the center console, able to split those on either side of the lake to kind of cut down on our response times. We beat, you know, anybody else on the water up there. The vehicle's about to roll over into the water, and they were concerned about whether or not it was going to stay on.
We know we get a group text, and, you know, when we talk about a group text, usually command staff, there's a big incident going on, no matter it be a shooting or kidnapping or whatever, we get it. But the lake generates a lot. And I've seen, if I had the pictures that y'all have sent us from, I hate to say it, drownings or anything, but airplane crashes, boats flipped over.
I know you've worked at least 3 airplane-related incidents in the last couple of years.
Oh, dude, just in the last couple of months.
Yeah,
it's been crazy. And you know, everybody talks about winter being the slow season or what. Anytime something can pop off out there, and that's why we have such a year-round presence, just to be able to respond for those individuals.
You know, that's one thing in this year's budget. We have been trying, we've always been able to, I guess the word is piecemeal our Lake Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but we have to pull off of the road to cover calls. So this year we're going to try to add a person, maybe even two, to Lake Patrol Division, because the boats have got so complex and so mm-hmm. technical that it takes two people to safely run that boat.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, well, we don't have two people in a car. Well, that's a lot different. If you're on the boat by yourself and end up getting into domestic or mm-hmm. say, and we've had calls of active shooters, we've had boat wrecks, we've mm-hmm. had overturned, well, airplanes.
Absolutely.
Where somebody has to get in the water to rescue somebody, we've got to have two people on those boats. And y'all have made a lot of life-saving and rescues from the, especially the new boat.
And Sheriff, I think you bring up a good point where everybody's like, well, you know, we don't have two people in a car. I'd love to have two people in a car. But the neat thing about a boat is, when you pull up on scene, I can put a car or a Tahoe in park.
Mm-hmm.
That boat's going to continue moving. You've got inertia, you've got current, you've got things like that. So, you know, trying to navigate the boat,
mm-hmm.
make sure it doesn't run into anything or anybody while you're handling the situation is why it takes two or more people on one of those vessels per incident. So, you know, I agree with you, Sheriff, and we've heard that. Well, you know, the reason we ask or we try to put the manpower in the places where we need them is because we need it there. It's not Absolutely. A luxury. We're not to the point where it's a luxury to have two on a boat. It's a necessity, not only for the safety of the people we may be working with, but a necessity and a safety for the people that are working on that vessel.
Absolutely.
Well, and I'll tell you, working with Mooresville Fire and the many fire departments around the lake, you know, y'all have to have those relationships. But tell us, I guess he's here in our ear, and you hear that little pause on the radio. We've got about 2 minutes to our first break, but just in a real quick 2 minutes, tell us about the equipment now and how it's changed. Let's just say over the last 3 years, as far as this is going to go a lot longer than 2 minutes, but as far as the equipment, the population, and we'll feed back into it when we come back from break.
Yeah, well, I mean, anybody that drives on the roads have no doubt that the population is booming down around Mooresville, and those people, the lake is a great attraction. In order to meet those needs, which there's times where we respond to road calls because we can actually get there quicker
absolutely.
The water mm-hmm. than they can, you know, fighting traffic and running code. But, you know, we had everything used to be the old center console fishing style boats, and we all got beat up on them.
Mm-hmm.
You had slower response times. So the sheriff was able to take some of that drug dealers' money, that asset forfeiture money, and we got the walk-around cabin, which there's been YouTube videos, a lot of press releases. We,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've got touch a truck, we've had touch a boat, you know, we've brought those to community events, but there was still a need there, and we went to the center console. It's similar, the same platform, but it's set up differently to kind of meet more specific needs. And then, are we going to touch on the underwater capabilities? Or?
Let's do that when we come back.
We're touch on everything.
Yeah. A little teaser.
New stuff.
We've got you that's a new thing, thanks to our senators and our legislators. And, we'll come back. We've got another
45 minutes. Yeah, hang out. We'll talk about that.
We got a lot. We can talk about anything. And remember, anybody wants to call in, call in. We'd love to have you. All right, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
Joe, you playing my music, buddy.
It's wonderful music.
It is wonderful music. I'm going to turn me up a little. There I go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today to The Good, The Bad, The Guilty. We got Commodore Church here with us today, Sheriff Campbell back. It's been a busy couple weeks, so it's glad to have you back. I'm glad to be back.
I would much rather be here.
Glad to be back with you, buddy. Joe's on the phone talking to somebody. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions today, the topic of our show today is Lake Patrol and some of the things the Sheriff's Office does in and around Lake Norman. Jared's got some more information. Sheriff Campbell's got some more information about some new pieces of equipment that we've just recently purchased. So, if you have any questions about that, any questions about the Sheriff's Office or anything law enforcement related, please give us a call at 844-788-3464. Again, that's 844-STUDIO-4. Joe, we have a caller.
William, you're going to bring William in, William?
Hello, William. Do you have a comment, sir?
Good afternoon, man. How are y'all doing today?
Good afternoon, William. How are you?
Doing well.
Pretty good. Years ago, my father, for a graduating present, gave me a sportsman's license that's supposedly good for a lifetime for fishing and game. with things that have changed through the years, because that's been a lifetime ago when I got my license. I'm guessing that it's still good, or do you need to get like a temporary license, like kind of like when you go out to the coast, when you fish on the piers, you have to get a temporary license for that. Just was curious to see if you have to do something similar now when you want to go fishing on the lake.
No, if you've already got the lifetime sportsman license, that should have you covered for your inland stuff. Depending on when it was, you might be grandfathered in as far as the coastal fishing. Your piers and stuff like that, usually those are going to be more private and you pay along that line. But they do have a new app. I think it's Go Outdoors, where you can store all your
yes,
information.
I've got it, actually. Mm-hmm. And William, I'll say your dad, that was a great gift. I got one of my boys, one, and the other one later. It's yes, and he is now 16. He's had it forever since he was probably two. But all you do is go. He goes, I think, to Walmart and gets his tags, whatever. And just every year he is good to go. I'm trying to look for the app. It is Go Outdoors North Carolina, and you can find the app. You can register your harvest and everything on that.
10-4. I just know things have changed a lot because, it's been 35, 40 years ago since I got mine. And so I know a lot's changed since then, and I just was curious as to what you know still was in play and what, you know.
No, I know I got mine in 1985, and it was
right.
the old orange.
How old he was?
the old orange card, and it actually took a beating in my wallet. And you can get a replacement if you want that nostalgia of that gold card and all of that. But now they've made it so simple with the app; you can just keep it on your phone.
Been there, done that, but I just wanted to check and make sure. I just didn't know for sure. I've got my uncle up here now, and he's thinking about getting one himself and so forth and so on. And we just wanted to check and make sure that everything was going the good go.
And I think if he's to the age, I think, and I don't speak for the game wardens or not, but I think they get a reduced rate after 50. I can't remember.
There's a senior lifetime.
Not that I know anything about that, but.
Might be after 55.
And is it still true that if it's 16 and under, it's kind of prorated?
It is.
Okay.
It's what it was.
I thought so. Hours. I thought so. It was when I got Stevens here.
If it's a newborn, it's really prorated.
Yeah.
That's the best bang for your buck right
like
there.
Like what, $2 or maybe?
No, it's about $300.
Would you be in an Alfred Hitchcock fan? I know you know that man was in just about every movie that he made. He played a scene in every movie that he made.
Yes, sir.
He
absolutely.
He was an amazing man.
He was an interesting gentleman.
Let somebody else get on there, and I appreciate everything y'all do, and y'all take care, okay?
All right. Thank you, William. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, William. And Sheriff, before we get started back with you and Jared, many people are asking and intrigued about my microphone stand. So this is just temporary. Joe, you're getting a lot of good comments about my microphone stand here. It's not saltwater taffy, y'all, although it looks like it. It's a puzzle box.
Well, you know,
Joe was doing the best he could to make me sound as good as possible. Thank you, Joe.
Well, and I moved mine, if you didn't see during the break, I'm like, mine looked like a box of country ham, so I set it on the floor. I appreciate the effort, Joe, but I had to take my stand away, so.
I thought it looked good.
Well, we can look at it later, but yeah, I decided to take it off. But before we get into it, first of all, when we start talking about this equipment, first of all, the vessel, the older vessel now, the bigger one, was absolutely paid for with drug dealers' dollars because we need to get it because it was too unsafe for us to operate the lake with the vessel sizes that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
We made that decision when the administration in D.C. changed to use that asset forfeiture money because we heard that it was possibly going to go away from us. And use it or lose it. Yep. And drug dealers should have to pay for the upkeep of make the rest of the community safe. So that was the first one. But I cannot be amiss if I did not say something about Senator Vicky Sawyer.
Absolutely.
Representative McNeely, Gray Mills, and Mitchell Setzer.
Helping us with
another Lake Patrol boat. Now, that Lake Patrol boat was put in prior to us knowing we was going to have to use asset forfeiture money.
Yep.
With all fairness, but we still need it because now we took the last boat we have to move to Lake Lookout so we could have a faster response.
Mm-hmm.
So just to make that clear, and then just recently we got a remotely operated vehicle that can work underwater forest crimes. Two of them. Underwater crime scenes. And the way I look at it, citizens of Idle County have the lake here, but if we can get the rest of the state that comes here to enjoy it, they should have to pay a little bit of it. So
I agree totally.
And the way my math works, it'd be like $100, but Idle only paid $1 out of them since there's 100 counties.
Mm-hmm.
our taxes went to $1 out of to getting these assets to help us. Along, we, you know, we want to help with fire and everything else too. But Jared, take it from there with the equipment and whatever, and how it helps with the lake. And I'm sure we'll jump in at any time.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, talking about you know, upgrading some of our equipment to better respond to those emergencies, patrol the lake. We were able to move one of the older center console style fishing boats up to Lookout to increase our presence up there and respond at a faster rate. The underwater remotely operated vehicles, like, you know, Chief said, there's two of them, and they're slightly different. One is able to operate in current. I know we've had incidences before in the past where a vehicle's run off the road in the river section, mm-hmm. and there's other ones out there. Deputy Weathers kind of spearheaded this and did a lot of research, talked to several of the different companies, and picked the best one that was going to fit our need. And then we've got a more boxier generator, like shaped one, mm-hmm. that kind of does just your going around docks and stuff. But unfortunately, you know, when you're working around the water, we do have incidences where, you know, people go under and don't come back up. And at that point, it's to recover it quickly, to off, you know, give the closure to the family.
Remember,
and
one thing that drove this was the firefighter, mm-hmm. that went down and was trying to give a family closure.
Mm-hmm.
There was going to be no life-saving measures for the victim. The fireman went down, tried, and ended up losing his life. And that was one of the things that drove us to get something, yeah. to prevent a person from going down.
Yep. And they get used regularly. There's some fire departments around the area. And we all trained together. And this was another way for us to, you know, add to that community around the lake. We all have to work together because we call it the big red handle. When something big happens and we're calling or letting y'all know, there's a whole slew of people coming in red boats and black boats and blue boats from everywhere because it's all hands on deck at that point in order to...
sort of like a set of gears coming together. Everybody just knows what to do, where to go, and how it operates.
Yep. And that kind of goes into... we do annual training with all these departments, and we have put together... we've got an expert here in North Carolina that we met through the ROV process and got to talking with him. So we've been reaching out to these other agencies and working with Mitchell. And this is a total start from the time the phone call comes in to we are able to close that incident. It's an aquatic incident management class, and it's going to be several days, some classroom, and we're inviting everybody out there because we train together. We're going to be able to provide a quicker, more professional
response.
And you're
going to be the host agency, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we kind of put it together, and, you know, thankfully through our networking and meeting these people, because it's a very niche group to kind of do what we do out there on the water. and we've got some new people. Deputy Carter's coming out there with us with the promotion of Sergeant Finch. So we had to replace that, and we need top-tier people out there on the lake.
He's a bat now. Yeah, yeah.
Had to replace that. Get him out of the way. Yeah. Move on, your old man.
Oh, he was excited the other day. He me and him got to move around a little bit, and he got to put the old uniform back on and fill in a little
bit.
He's
only been gone for how long?
I know, but it's the best job there. You can't blame
him. You better keep that a secret. That's exactly right.
No, everybody wants to come. We had a good group of people, and I think there's several that are excited about the potential upcoming positions.
You know, you're talking about a lake issue and things, how things come together from Charlotte-Mecklenburg to Sherrill's Ford to Catawba County, Lincoln-Mecklenburg, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Cornelius, everybody mm-hmm. that works together. You know, as soon as something happens, I mean, we're lucky. We got good press, just like WSIC here puts out stuff. The news in Charlotte will usually put out. So all eyes, Idle Firewire will put it out fairly quick. Nothing that there's bad, but people has an interest
mm-hmm.
in, I guess, those events. Because it is a big event when you have somebody go missing in the middle of the summer.
Or absolutely.
Anytime. But, you know, because time is of the essence. A lot of times it's not successful. But, you know, one thing I do want to add in is the rescues. We was talking about the planes and things. I mean, look how many rescues y'all have had. I believe we've talked about this on the show, about the girl that was trying to swim the river, and y'all had to jump in, get her, and get mm-hmm. her out. And
yep.
You all designed the boat to a fold-down front so you can easily rescue victims mm-hmm. out in the deepest part of the – well, it don't matter where you're at in the lake.
Mm-hmm. And we had one – there was a – an incident where someone didn't resurface, but his friend was trying to get to him. And one of our part-time guys over the summer was able to get to the friend. You know, so many people are so quick to jump in the water without a life jacket on. I know it's cumbersome, it's hot, but at the end of the day, if I could just get people, I don't care if they're just out there relaxing, why sit there and tread water where you can just float?
It's called a life jacket for a reason.
Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get in there a little bit, but why? First of all, go drinking, not know how to swim and jump off in 60 foot of water makes no sense to me. And that's exactly what happens a lot of nights. Well, I hear Joe in our ears saying, I think we're down to 30 seconds.
Yes, sir. We'll be back.
So listen, any calls, think about it. Call us in live and we'll be back in about 2.5 to 3 minutes.
Gentlemen, thank you again so much for tuning in today to The Good, the Bad, the Guilty. We are lucky enough to have Sheriff Campbell back with us today. We got Jared Church of the Iredell County Sheriff's Office Lake Patrol with us today. We're talking about the Lake Patrol and some of the equipment we use out on Lake Norman for rescues or to prevent. We're going to talk about some preventative measures here in just a little while. But if you have any questions related to Lake Patrol, Sheriff's Office, anything law enforcement related, please give us a call at 844-788-3464. Again, that's 844-788-3464. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, X, LinkedIn, or WSIC News.
And the app.
.com. And
the app.
And the new app WSIC has. So, Jared, I just was monitoring some Facebook questions, and Mr. Brown has a question that I think is right up your alley. So if you can maybe, I'll read it so people can hear it, and then you can answer it. Mr. Brown says, I think there is a law saying there has to be a life jacket for every person on a boat. Is there anything saying that a child has to wear one the whole time? That would make sense. And Mr. Brown, I agree, but we'll see what Jared says about the law.
So, yeah, the law says that if you're under the age of 13 and you're underway. Now, underway in a boat is anything other than anchored or docked. They need to be wearing it. So if you're at the dock filling up, they don't have to have it on. If they're anchored, they can take it off. I still think they should wear it if they're going to be sitting out
it's
there.
It's a life jacket.
Yes. If you do have young children, we come across some, whether they it's uncomfortable, it's hot. You know, that's something you kind of need to prep your kid for, maybe wearing it. The first time they put it on shouldn't be out there on the water.
Exactly.
Because if it's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong then. That's when the temper tantrums are going to come out. And there's not enough juice boxes and granola bars to fix it. But it is there to keep them safe. If we see a young child, we're going to stop that boat because that's a huge thing for us. We have life jackets that we have that we can correct that. The Lake Norman Marine Commission has used some of their funds to supply agencies.
And I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, excuse me, I know the other night when we had the Citizens Academy down at Stumpy Creek, I think it was Wildlife or Marine Commission, rather, there's vests there that you can take or you can take and use and replace or bring back. So there's now, is that around the lake or is that just that one particular?
So all your wildlife ramps are going to have those loner life jackets.
Okay. If you forgot being loner.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring them back. They started with some yellow ones that was spearheaded by the Wildlife Resource Commission. Some of our local guys that we work with, and we have enough to where some of theirs don't come back. We're able to kind of step in and provide that. And we've had citizens call and saying, hey, you've lost a lot over here. And we have some to get people through the day because I don't care what.
And we've had some local businesses. And Sheriff, you can remember this. It's the where the rock quarry is down on 150, 152.
Kerrigan's
Farms.
That's right.
I know they have give us literally truckloads of life jackets. So thank you to them for keeping the citizens of Iredell County safe. Kind of a shout out to them. But I know they'll call us from time to time, and you guys go down there and pick up those vests.
Absolutely.
And as we were talking off the break, and it's a great segue. Thank you, Jerry, for bringing it in. You knew where I was wanting to go with this segment. But, Sheriff, I know you have said before, and you've kind of tasked these men and women that work on our lake. Yeah, if you have to take an enforcement action, you got to do what you got to do. But at the same time, if we can educate and we can give a vest, or, you know, and you've got some dates, Jared, where we talk about giving a free boating inspection. Mm-hmm. You know, that's nothing we're required by law to do. But, Sheriff, if you said the hundreds of people and the thousands of people literally that come to the lake week in and week out, especially when it's beautiful, we want you to be
safe.
That's
good customer service. We want the kids to be safe.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the lake unit kind of being down there in the cops unit, community ordinance and policing is huge. So we're out there talking to the businesses, talking to the neighborhoods, the HOA meetings, Lake Watch. We go door to door, knocking on people's doors, handing them a brochure, talking
and see,
about.
Now, a lot of people don't know what Lake Watch is, if you want to hit that real quick. Because just this weekend, Easter Sunday, I'm getting pictures mm-hmm. of the patrol boat out on the lake mm-hmm. saying thank you for being out in our cove. So mm-hmm.
absolutely,
Lake Watch is a good thing. So if you want to explain a little bit of that.
It's going to fall in line with your traditional road community or like meeting the citizens that you're serving. With it being specific, those
the
lake neighborhoods.
Community watch programs is basically what it was based on.
Yeah, it's okay. We got a caller.
Joe says we have a caller. Hello, caller. Do you have a question, comment?
Here's my comment. You know, you're talking about these life jackets and it's getting hot. Sure, because we don't also want something too hot on a child. So if people can take that cooler of ice for their beer, they can take a cooler of ice to rotate those life jackets out for the kids.
Hey,
you know,
that's good work. Cool. Cool.
Here, here. Yeah. Great suggestion.
No, why not? Yeah, if they put a plastic bag around it so it won't be wet and chilly. But, you know, it might be an idea. And that way they can, you know, keep their regulation proper as well.
Absolutely. Just trade an idea.
I see an entrepreneurial opportunity.
Well, you know, it's Miss Hope that calls in that girl. So when you're ready for me to help make that happen, you'll know how to get a hold of me.
We do. Well, thank you very much for your call. We'll be glad to. We appreciate all the help.
Yeah, get us a prototype.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Oh, well, it's just a cooler with ice in it. Instead of putting beer in there, you put a life jacket.
That solves two problems. Cool kids and no beer.
Yeah. There you go.
Or, you know, or even the dollar store will help sell those little ice like things you stick in your lunch. You know, just slap some Velcro on that and stick it, you know, on the inside to keep the kids cool as they're wearing those.
There's ways to get kids to wear them, but I think you do have a great idea for those that have the finicky kid that don't, you know, it feels weird or something. Anything to get them to wear it, I think, is going to be the most important part.
You can say you can jump in the lake and get wet and nice and cool, and then you can pop back on the boat and go, but you got to have your vest on to get in the lake. Yep. There you go.
Fair enough.
Well, thank you very much.
Or a kiddie pool on the boat. Yes, thanks for your time, and you guys keep doing that great job you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jared, I had a question last week, and this one, I saved it. I think I've since spoke to you about it, but this guy sends me a text. Now, he is a captain, runs a fishing service, so obviously he's certified insurance. He takes people out on tours. He said, we have 12-year-old kids that want to take off their life jacket. And I have dads that say, if he takes it off and gets caught, I'll take the ticket for him. So the question is the deputy going to write him the ticket, the dad, or is he going to write me the ticket as the boat owner? So basically, if you got somebody that's wanting to come ride with you and say, no, I'll take the ticket for my kid if you don't want to wear it.
As the captain, I think he has all the power in the world to be like, we're not going to the next fishing spot until everybody is suited up the way. This is my boat. I'm responsible for everybody on board. And they are ultimately responsible for everybody.
Okay, that was going to be. So if you take your friends, your neighbors out on your boat and they've got kids and say, no, they don't like it, it makes them uncomfortable.
Get off the boat. That's what I would do.
Well, you're right, but who would get the ticket?
It would be the captain, the one that's an apparent control of the vessel.
So that's we get that question a lot.
And for me, civil liability, I don't want to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all friends and all, but if something were to happen to one of y'all's kids on my boat, y'all might want to get some money from me or my insurance company. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much that my driving or my navigation of the boat may be a problem, but someone may hit us. We may hit a wake. We may hit a stump, mm-hmm. a log or something totally unintentional that you had no way to prevent it. But you're still liable for the people on your boat.
Yeah. And the thing with us, I think it's great that we have the opportunity. It's officer discretion, deputy discretion. And if I can see that the problem is the parent and not absolutely. The captain, I ain't going to hem that captain up.
No.
I can't speak for everybody, but us in our agency, we know what the problem is. We're going to be talking to those people, and we're going to try to get compliance. And essentially, that's what enforcement is. If you can get compliance from a verbal or written, let's knock it out.
Well, we want to be proactive and not reactive, and that applies to everything from criminal investigations to lake patrol. I mean, there's not nothing worse than working a drowning case, but really a kid or a boat wreck. I mean, just the other week, I had a fishing tournament going on. One boat runs completely over another boat on video.
There you go.
Yep.
I mean, and the guy, and you wonder, looking from us, how in the world does that boat not see this one? But they didn't.
They didn't. No, well, the bow comes up like that. And you would think, you know, it's colder weather. There's not that many people out there.
There's a lot of people out there.
32,000 acres, and these two boats just happen to hit each other. It's like, what are the odds? But it does happen.
I can tell you this, that would be my luck.
It's Iredell County.
And
it's going
to
happen.
That plays into why it's great to have two people on that boat, because, you know, you're on the road. People are, you know, other than merging in and intersections, you're passing vehicles, you know, that are coming straight at you. Out there on the water, they're coming from every different direction. So the more set of eyes you have, the better off you are.
Let me ask a silly question before we go into break, because I know Joe's getting us close here.
Yeah, because
maybe you can interest when you come back. 1 minute.
We got to get a fishing report before we wrap this up.
Absolutely. Boating classes, online, in person, who has to have them, who doesn't have to have them. The personal watercraft, all that,
good stuff. You ain't gonna answer that in a minute.
Yeah, no. I'm throwing that out there, kind of prefacing that's before good, we come
good
back.
Question.
So, folks, if you have that, been thinking about that question, in the few brief moments that we have left, I'm gonna let Jared think about that answer, and he can give that back to us when he comes back, because that's gonna be a long drawn out answer.
If you got to go and you got to pick up the kids right now, just go ahead and take the class. But then we'll get into the specifics here when we come back from the break. But I just say go ahead and get it. It's not going to hurt you. It's
absolutely.
Only going to help.
There you go.
Absolutely. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, going into our last segment for this week's Good, the Bad,
the
Guilty.
Hard to believe.
Time has flown by today. It must be Jared bringing all this great information to us. So, Jared, I posed you a couple questions before we left. So let me get the number right quick, and then you can give us that answer. Folks, if you have any questions about the Lake Patrol, Iredell County Sheriff's Office, the happenings in and around Lake Norman, I think Jared's going to give us an inside fishing report here before long, Sheriff, too. So if you want to know where to go fishing this weekend, give us a call, 844-788-3464. Again, that's 844-STUDIO-4. You can listen to us on Facebook, YouTube, X, LinkedIn, the WSICnews.com, and the new app so that WSIC has. So go on Facebook, download the app. So, Jared, before we left, I did ask you a couple serious questions. Boating safety classes and ages for personal watercraft operation.
Okay, so per the law, if you were born after January 1st, 1988, you are required to have a boater safety certification. This is a NASBLA approved class. There is an online version. There's free ones. So there's some people that have paid for it. It is a free class that you can take online. However, I fully recommend taking it in person, because you can get that intimate kind of experience, questions, all of those things right there.
Where would one go to take an in-person boating class that is required by law?
So the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission posts those dates online. They're required to put on so many every summer. They kind of do the hunting during hunting season or prior to hunting season. If you looked at their calendar now, I'm sure they've already got some. Bass Pro, they used to do them at Dick's Sporting Goods, I think, in Mooresville. If you get a big enough group and you reach out to those guys, they're going to teach it right there. So we've assisted with several of those, depending on what direction, because we're getting into turkey season now, so they've got their hands full, but they do have days on the books where they can.
So a church group, a youth group, a sports group, cheerleaders, basketball, football team,
everybody
could reach out to them and have a class specifically for that group of people.
Or if you just want to reach out to us and we'll reach out to them. If I have a community of, you know, whoever that live in a neighborhood that you want to have that class, we'll get in touch with them. We've got a great working relationship with all the officers, the wildlife officers here in Iredell County and around the lake for that matter. So we can get that accomplished for anybody that wants to take. I think everybody should have it. You know, we were talking about, you're exempt if you're on a rented vessel or something like that. However, I still think it's the basics.
And listen, most of our accidents come from rented vessels.
Yes, because they just don't have that
basic.
Now, is that same with a personal watercraft?
They, yes,
like
a jet ski. Yeah, they're going to have that. If they rent them, you know, that's most of the ones I see out there. But the kids, they're going to have it. All these young kids out here flying around 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, you know, they're getting hurt. And the proactive side of it is I've literally stopped them before because it's too careless and reckless. And, hey, you're getting on my boat, and we're going to haul this thing back to mom and dad, and we're going to have a conversation. Because the last thing I want to do, I would rather deliver that child back to the parent alive and mad than I would, hey, sorry to inform you that we had an accident.
A lot of driving, we get speeding. We're not just out there to write tickets. A lot of times we'll notify parents, and parents appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing more. You're doing more to help the problem by notifying that parent than you are by writing a ticket.
Absolutely.
So, all right, Jared, we're going to wrap up in a second. But listen, everybody's waiting. I'm telling you. They want to hear fishing report in the lake.
They're in the water, and you can't catch them if your line's not in the water. What my daddy always told me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining church today.
Before we get off of this, May 24th is the first opportunity at Hager's Creek from 4 to 6. We will be standing by. If you want to bring your boat by and go through, if you just bought a boat or you don't know that it has all the safety equipment, bring it by. This is a pre-launch inspection. We're not there to write tickets. We will go through everything with you, make sure you have what you need to have a fun, successful, safe summer on the water.
And where'd you say that was at?
That one's going to be at Hager's Creek on May 24th.
Which is down off of Brawley School off McKendree.
Off of McKendree.
There you go.
788 McKendree Road.
It's like halfway to Charlotte if you've ever drove down there.
Absolutely. But we will, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that may not have anything to written that down and need that date, we will post that information on our Facebook page and send it out on the Sheriff's Office app.
Absolutely.
About a week or two prior to that date. So here again, it just goes into the Sheriff, as you said while we were at break, we'd rather prevent a tragedy long before we'd ever have to investigate one. And by going through these pre-launch inspections, as Jared said, we're not there to write you a ticket. We're there to say, hey, you need this, or hey, you need to replace that, or you know, this needs a little bit of work on your end, because we want you to come out. We want you to come to Ardo County. We want you to have a great time. Have a great time on Lake Norman. Just be safe.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sheriff, in a few minutes that we have left, we do have a couple press releases, and it's about some criminal activity. But before we get to that, just want to go ahead and make everyone aware of Saturday, April the 12th. We are starting, no, I'm sorry, April 6th. Wow, I got to read my own press releases. This coming Saturday.
Yeah,
this Saturday. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I had
myself messed up. At the Statesville High School Gymnasium at 474 North Center Street, our youth athletic volleyball league starts again this year. I swear it seems like we were just starting it last year.
Well, if you stand there for 6 or 7 weeks with all them.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Yeah, so.
But what a cool way to come out. It's absolutely free. If you want to come out and cheer these young folks on, ladies and gentlemen, it is worth your time. See our deputies and our volunteer coaches out here working with these young people and some extremely competitive volleyball. I mean, extremely competitive volleyball. We have JV and varsity levels. We have boys and girls playing. They're co-ed teams. And to see over 300 kids come out during the course of a Saturday is just amazing.
You know, I hear, we're talking about crime. Not saying that that's what it is, because some gets in trouble. They want, how do we get involved with the youth? How do we know we support them? What can they do? They come out and watch these 300 people on a Saturday. Come out, join us.
Absolutely.
It's cost. It's free. You know,
it's free for the kids to play. It's free to come watch.
Coaches volunteer. Hats off to all the coaches and those volunteers that help us. It's a big thing to put on school system for allowing us to use their gym. So
absolutely. Dr. James and the principal out at Statesville High School and their athletic director
and
have been great.
And all the ones that let us practice. All the gyms let us practice.
Yes. So. Maybe you can bring the boat. Well, no, y'all will be busy on the lake this weekend. So,
oh yeah.
And another program that I am absolutely proud that this agency offers to the public. We've had folks ask for it, and we have a couple dates now for the class of RAD, Rape Aggression Defense Training, taught by ladies, for ladies. A couple of our male instructors do help do scenarios after the first bit of classwork. We're going to offer two classes on that. So it'll be Saturday, April 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, April 28th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that will be at our new training center, Our new Sheriff's Office Training Center, located at 1714 Wilkesboro Highway.
We need to clarify, that's not a new one.
No.
We actually have the lease space.
Yeah, it's a new facility to us. It is the old Gardner Webb College building, for those of you that may be more familiar with that name than that address. But if you are interested, we have the signups on our Facebook page. There is a QR code. We do need you to please register for this class to make sure that we have enough instructors, enough space. So if you want that class and you know you want to come, go hit that QR code. It's the little squiggly lines in the square thing. If you have questions or want more information about it, please call the Iredell County Sheriff's Office at 704-878-3180. Ask to speak to Sheriff Campbell or myself. We will get you directed to the people that have the information for that. So two great, great events coming up here before long. Want to congratulate, for those of you that may have seen our Facebook post, want to congratulate one of our newest lieutenants, Lieutenant Derek Stutz of the Criminal Warrant Service Unit. Sheriff Derek is one of those ones like you and I, one of the old guys around. Very quiet, but knows his job, is a quiet professional. He received his associate's degree in 1997 through Mitchell Community College, so he too is an alum of Mitchell. Attended basic law enforcement there, training that same year in January of 1998. He came to work here at the Sheriff's Office as a reserve deputy and then moved into a full-time position. From 2000 to 2005, he went to Troutman PD and worked with the Troutman Police Department. Then he came back in late 2005 as a patrol deputy. He has completed canine training, so he too was a patrol canine. And I remember Rennie, his dog, that was rated right up there with one of them man-eater dogs. Rennie was a hot mess.
Congratulations, Derek. Derek's done us a good job.
He has done us a great job. Over 26 years working with the citizens of Iredell County. So thank you, Derek, for that. Press release. Wait a minute.
Hey, guys.
There he is.
We had a caller.
Oh. I didn't know what he... Okay.
Well, they just had a quick question about volunteering for volleyball to help out Coach. Is there a specific number to call to help for that, or do you just call the office?
Just call the office, and that's from Matt Burleson.
And what is that number?
704-878-3180. Ask to speak to Captain Matt Burleson, and he will plug you in with a team that may need some extra coaching. Thank you, caller, for that offering to work with that, because the more coaches we can have, the more children we can service, and the better off everybody is. So thank you so much for offering to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, Sheriff, talking about our app, in addition to WSIC's app, we get information all the time through our app. And this is one of those cases where we received information about some suspected drug activity at 173 Wild Rabbit Lane in Stony Point. Men and women of our narcotics investigation unit jumped on that information, quickly established some surveillance operations in that area, verified that the information was true. So we just, you know, we'll take the information, but we have to make sure that it's correct and accurate before we can act on it for court purposes. So we made sure that, yes, that information was true. We were able to charge Mr. Charles Lee Williams, 44 years old, with multiple felonies out of that. We served a search warrant over there. And for those of you that want to go look at Mr. Williams, he'll be on our Facebook page. But ask yourself, when you read his criminal history, knowing that he is currently on probation for selling drugs, he received no bond on our charges because he's out on bond for selling dope over in Catawba County in February. Mm-hmm. Sheriff, the epitome of a career and repeat offender.
That's him.
That's him.
Joe's telling us we got 30 seconds. Jared, thank you so much for coming to join us today. Thank you for everybody that's listening. Feel free to replay the video on Facebook. Leave comments. We will check it out. If you have any good ideas for shows, we come up with them every week, but we like to hear what people like to hear, and we can put it together. If you'd like us to bring somebody on or talk about a subject, just put in the comments.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. All right. We'll see you next week. Thank you.